How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. We are holding steady at 100 degrees. That's going to be with us tomorrow as well. We've got some thunderstorms, though, that'll be here late tomorrow and then through the next couple of days. So that may cool it off just a little bit. There is peace as we speak, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. President Trump did what presidents for the last 20 years talked about and never did, and that was taking action to ensure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. My opinion, only President Trump could do it, and thank God that he did. Congressman John McGuire is a lot of things. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's my congressman. He's also my friend, and he has been a big part of President Trump's team trying to do the right things for the American people, and I'm always thrilled when he's got some time to join us. John McGuire, Congressman McGuire, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeff Katz, it's good to be here. There's all kinds of bombs flying around. But but I tell you, the grace of God, our service members got in undetected, got the job done, got out undetected. Everybody's home safe. But obviously, we have 40,000 service members in the Middle East and CENTCOM, and so they are in harm's way right now. So that's why we need a message of unity for our troops.
I agree with you 110% there. It is a time for everybody, I would think, to come together, salute the great actions that everyone has taken so far, but make sure that those troops, especially the forward troops, know we're standing with them. And it seems like we're getting some mixed signals from some of the folks in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, today on the floor, the Democrats actually put in a motion to impeach President Trump. And, of course, We killed that real quick. We tabled it. But you think about it. There's so much hypocrisy up here. I'll give you an example. Senator Kaine, under Obama, put in legislation to give him more war power. And now Senator Kaine is putting legislation in to limit President Trump's war power. And if that's not hypocrisy, I'll let your audience decide, but I don't know what else is. And, of course, we've been to war in our country 11 times in our history, but we've had 125 actions, military actions. And you may remember Obama sent cruise missiles into seven different countries. In fact, he sent a cruise missile into a foreign country and killed an American citizen. And then, of course, when President Trump takes out a threat, which, by the way, every president I've heard of for 40 years has talked about wanting to stop or prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon, but we had President Trump's the only real leader that could actually stop it. And so he's got the strength of character and the leadership to get that mission done. And of course, rules for thee, not for me, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I got news for you, John. This is such an important step, and you're right. I mean, it's 40 years, really, I don't know if Jimmy Carter ever weighed in on, but 40 years for sure that every American president, Democrat or Republican, said we're going to make sure that Iran doesn't get that nuclear weapon, and they did nothing. And here President Trump comes in, and it was just so clear from the beginning. This is somebody who says what he does what he says. There's never any question about it when he says he's going to do something.
Yeah, and you know, I know I see President Trump at least once a week. I know his heart, yeah. And he's the last person that wants to put boots on the ground or go to war. He wants peace, yeah. But he realized this was an imminent threat. And you know, Iran is a state sponsor of terror. They've killed 1,000 U.S. service members and civilians.
Yep.
And their proxies have maimed and blown off legs and arms in multiple countries. And what's interesting is all of Iran's allies in the Middle East, none of them have said anything or come to Iran's aid because they know, as Trump said, they're the bully of the Middle East. And I think all of those countries, even the ones that aren't, you know, fans of America, are celebrating that the bully in the Middle East doesn't have a nuclear weapon.
That's right. Congressman John McGuire is joining us. Congressman McGuire represents the 5th District here in our beloved Commonwealth. We're talking about what can only be described as a monumental success on the part of President Trump. John, you mentioned those other folks in the Middle East. You know, there are people saying, well, Israel wanted this, Israel wanted that. Okay, I get that. But as you rightly point out, other nations, the leaders of other nations, they're all thrilled that Iran now does not have a development program for nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia is safer today. The entire world is safer today, thanks to President
Trump. That's right.
Yeah. So what comes next with the ceasefire? President Trump says you guys have to behave yourself. We got to get this all worked out. Is it Steve Witkoff, who's the Middle East envoy, headed over there?
Yes, and you know the thing about this ceasefire is, you know, obviously you can see it's fragile. They traded some blows today early, and as you probably heard, President Trump wasn't too happy about it. but you know, it's fragile and it's difficult. But he's got the strength of character, the strength of leadership, I believe, to get that peace in the Middle East. And I think even the stock market responded well today because they believe that President Trump is the type of leader that's going to get it done. He's the kind of guy that gets it done. And so he wants peace, and he wants a better America, America first, but he also wants peace in the world. And so it's such an honor to serve in this time, represent Virginia's 5th Congressional District, almost 800,000 people, be their voice up here in Washington, helping President Trump with his America First agenda.
Tell me, could there be another round of Abrahamic Accords? The first time that President Trump was in office, he brought together such disparate factions. Nobody thought it could be done. He did it. It seems to me that this could very well lay the groundwork for an even more expansive Abraham Accord.
I totally agree with that. I think that's totally going to happen. I remember in his first term, you know, if you remember, since the moment he came down the escalator, they have tried to bankrupt him, arrest him, shoot him. I mean, everything he does, they come after him. If he cured cancer, they would say, what's wrong with cancer? And as Margaret Thatcher said, if he walked on water, they'd say he couldn't swim. They've hampered him or tried to hamper him every step of the way. But in his first term, he did more in 4 years than any president did in 8 years. And, you know, every president in my lifetime says they want to get a peace treaty in the Middle East. And they got zero. Yeah. And President Trump got two. And another president, I won't mention his name, got the Nobel Peace Prize just from getting elected. I would say that President Trump, if anybody, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And I think that you're going to see, when you have peace and prosperity in the Middle East over the next few years based on this president's actions, hopefully they'll wake up. But, you know, the more they hamper him and try to tie his hands and feet, the more successful he is. But I think that we're definitely on track for a greater peace treaty in the Middle East.
You mentioned the Nobel Peace Prize. I can't think of anyone more deserving than President Trump. I thought it was interesting that it was Pakistan the other day that officially nominated him. And I'm not holding out any hope, John. I just think that the left and these the elitists and some bad people. I think they have such contempt for him, and by extension, contempt for you, contempt for me. I don't think they would ever give it to him. But my gosh, I just can't think of anybody who is more deserving of it today than President Trump.
I know. I saw that. And by the way, you know, he put an executive order last week that had my language in it. And for me to be able to work with President Trump on an executive order as a freshman, it's a huge honor. It's a very important one. It's going to help us keep our soldiers and our law enforcement men and women, not just at the border, but all over the world, safer. Yep. And you remember when we had the commanders at Langley Air Force Base hesitating to shoot down drones?
That's right.
I've been working on that for about 5 months, and my team and I, and working with the president and his administration, we've got a very effective solution. And I ended up in the White House, you know, side by side President Trump, talking about it for a while. And after we finished that discussion, 2 days later, he endorsed me I'm the first Republican in the United States he endorsed for re-election next year. Wow. And then last week he put out an executive order with that language in there. So I was like, yeah, what an amazing honor it is to be a freshman, but still contribute to, you know, what's impacting us on the world stage.
It is incredible. I remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire is here, and I know I'm supposed to call him Congressman, but I've known him as John forever and a day. But he represents the 5th District here. He represents me, does a phenomenal job. I am thrilled that he's my congressman. I'm thrilled that President Trump has already endorsed him for re-election. We talk about some of the activities in the district. I follow your social media stuff, and you are everywhere in the 5th District. I don't know how much time you have in your day. The rest of us only have about 24 hours.
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun. I love people, and I love solving problems. And I've got a great team. You know, my team does casework. And so you can imagine a situation where the IRS may have overcharged you $800, and you can't get them on the phone, you can't get them on email, and my team does casework. And they've already returned $1.4 million back into the pockets of the people in the district, whether it be Social Security claim, a Veterans Administration claim. But last week was particularly fun. And what I mean by that is I had, you know, 6 to 7 meetings in the district per day. So I would go to a police station, and then I would ask my team, how much time until I have to be at the community college? And they would say 15 minutes. And so I would tell my team, well, you know what, that's enough time to put up a 4x8 Winsom Sears for governor sign. And my team would say, there's no way you could do that. But I always did. I was never late. So I would go to a meeting, put up a Winsom Sears sign, go to a meeting, put up a Winsom Sears sign in a suit and tie or a blazer, whatever I was wearing that day.
Yep.
But we managed to, in a week, we put signs up, big 4x8 signs, in every county, city, and town. That's 24 county, cities, and towns in Virginia's 5th Congressional District. So we're trying to, you know, be a team player. Yep. And that's what I did for Governor Glenn Youngkin. You know, I can't put everybody's sign up, but when Governor Youngkin ran, I put up his 4x8 signs everywhere. He's the top of the ticket. And so I've been doing that for Winsome Sears. And it's, you know, I would just go knock on a door of a business or a home and say, hey, this is I'm your congressman. I would love to put up a Winsome Sears 4x8 sign here on your property, if that's okay. And I think just about everyone said absolutely. So Winsom Sears is gaining steam in the 5th Congressional District for sure.
Yeah, well, Winsome Sears is a marvelous woman. She absolutely has my unfettered support. There are no reservations about that. I think she'll do a great job and continue the great work that the Governor Youngkin has done.
Yeah, the alternative is pretty bad, you know, as far as, you know, you remember Governor Northam when he had the police are bad,
yep,
criminals are good, and nobody cares about their victims,
that's
and the crime rates went up. You know, taxes, infringements on our civil liberties. You think about the Second Amendment,
yep,
and of course, right to work is on the ballot this November.
Yeah.
So I would ask people, if you want to live, work, and raise your family in peace,
yep,
and I say the peace part because putting dangerous criminals back on the street, you know, and not cooperating with ICE agents and these radical, divisive ideologies just make our communities less safe.
Yeah. It is a stark choice. It's a stark contrast. You talked about it for years that we didn't want Virginia to become California, and the choice between Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger, it could not possibly be clearer. One way we keep the Virginia way, we keep the momentum of Governor Youngkin, and the other way, well, frankly,
why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
We become California East. I don't want that. Congressman John McGuire joining us a couple more seconds here, represents the 5th District. John, you mentioned the constituent service. I know firsthand how effective your staff is, but for folks who maybe need a little help, maybe they did get that IRS letter, or gosh, they got this question about the passport or something else, what's the best way for them to interact with your team?
Sure. Real quick, though, I wanted you to know I went to Dulles Airport today, but just before votes,
yeah,
and we got our second constituent home from Israel. And this particular young man was in a bomb shelter where an Iranian ballistic missile hit the bomb shelter next to his and killed some folks. but by the grace of God, he was okay. But he said it was the bomb attacks or the rocket attacks were shaking his shelter. But his mom, his dad was there, and his brothers were there, and they were so happy at the airport. But that's the second one we got home, and it was an honor. Okay, so if you guys, if your listeners would like, if they need help with constituent services, I have a website, and it's mcguire.house.gov. And I do have a phone number as well. I don't know if folks have time to write it down.
Yep.
But it's 434-791-2596.
Okay.
But that's on the website, so mcguire.house.gov.
Excellent. Well, we're going to make sure we get that up there and share that. I will tell you, I appreciate everything that you do for this district every single day. I think you're doing an amazing job. I am appreciative, obviously, to President Trump for everything that he's doing. And I'm just so proud that you are my congressman and you're serving me and you're working with him. I just couldn't think of a better combination.
Well, I wouldn't be here without the grace of God and everyone's prayers and everybody's votes and advice. So any prayers or advice, appreciate it. And if I could be of help to you folks, I promise you no one's going to outwork me.
There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you being here, brother. That is John McGuire, Congressman John McGuire. He represents the 5th District of our beloved Commonwealth. He is my congressman. And I will tell you, he does a great job. He is an amazing man, period. And then to watch his work in public service through the years, whether it was as a Navy SEAL or part of the state government and now as a member of Congress, I'm just very proud of everything that that he's accomplished and everything he does for our community. He's a good dude. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.